Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say to his people. Remember, the Lord can relate to those who love him, those who love others, those who love his word, those who love the result of obeying God, which is life. Jesus is the life, the light of men. And I love him. And he's dedicated to being a blessing to us all. When we stand before him, we will understand fully that he did everything possible on his part to reunite man with God. But people have taught wrong and done things the wrong way. Don't want to focus on that. But those works scattered the sheep, and the Lord did things to reunite his sheep and to bless his sheep. Many years ago, he said that he would unify his body. He was going to work to unify his body. And many people, even in denominational churches, I've been to funerals and people speak faith that they used to not speak faith. Through television, radio, people have heard things across the borders of their world. You know, I talked a few weeks ago about how there are many different worlds in one earth, because different people, they just like birds of a feather flock together. People that think a certain way, they stay in their groups. But social media, television, radio, they allow us to get in different groups that we normally couldn't reach. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit knows how to search out the people that will believe. And I believe he's reached out to everybody who has a humble heart that want to know God. And he's doing things to reap the lost that he know will hear. There's a harvest out there. The harvest are those who have ears to hear. Under certain situations, some people will believe. And there are some, if they only hear the gospel, they'll believe. And some people, if they see the light of God's word, they'll believe. Otherwise, they stay in darkness by their choice. But sometimes we have to reach out to people and get out of our path and go to where people are and minister life to them. And in those instances, people come out of darkness. But otherwise, they won't. They'll commit suicide. They'll do all the things they shouldn't do and be lost. And it's serious. And I've been praying for people that he know were here. When every time he tell me that his return is imminent, I start praying for people. I start praying for everybody I know. People, even Christians, wander into the world somewhere sometimes. They get in unbelief. They get in depression. They get in things that are not of God. Especially unforgiveness. Because if you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. And we need God to forgive us on every front. And I love people. And I care about them and their situations. I desire for everybody's life to have a favorable and productive life. Not a life full of dismay and misery. I don't want somebody's life to be all torn apart. And sometimes people brand you. They think that you think a certain way. Just because you love God and you try to do what's right, people will feel like, well, I just don't do everything perfect. And he'll look down on me, but I don't. I don't look down on not anyone. I'm for you. God is for you too. And sometimes people think, well, they're looking at themselves. I don't measure up. But that's not true. Jesus Christ measures up. We believe on him, we measure up too. If anybody feel unrighteous, see Jesus. And if you feel righteous, see Jesus. See, he's the true righteousness. Our righteousness is like a filthy rag. Something you wouldn't want around you. People don't go around collecting filthy rags. They get rid of them. They stink. No, nobody in their right mind desires filthy rag around them. They want pleasant things around them, not a filthy rag. But so is our righteousness. It's filthy. We can't be righteous because we do right and we're nice. We are righteous because we were washed in the blood, because we believed on Jesus. That's the only reason any Christian is righteous. Now, from there, we can go on and live. We can live a life of productivity. We can be a blessing to people. We can be healthy in our thoughts, healthy in our heart, and sincere. It's a wonderful thing to have true love towards God, sincerity, and not for what we can get out of it. You know, even Santa Claus was based on a generous man. Now, you know, but if a person is generous and good and favorable, it's easy to love them back and desire to do good things for them. So God loves us and He cares about us and He wants good things to happen to us. And I want people to know that. In some churches you go to, you hear them talk about how, you know, if you don't do this and that, you're going to hell. Now that's true. But let me tell you something about hell. Hell is necessary. And it needs to be explained. Well, God don't go around desiring to put anybody in hell. He's trying to get us out of that pit. We in this world are already judged. Everybody broke the laws of God. You're not going to hell because you broke the law, which you did do. But because we're sinners, we can't go to heaven. We were born in sin. It wasn't our fault. And because we were born in sin, sin can be all right with us. Sin can even be desirable. The very thing that's destroying us can be desirable. But it's darkness. And when you see the light of God's word, run to it. The Lord generously loves us. We receive righteousness from Jesus. Through Him, we can be made righteous. The blood of Jesus washed our sins away. Now, once we believe on Him and we become righteous, now we need to love everybody. We need to share the love. The same way Jesus loved us, that's how we need to love others. Now, watch this. Time happened before the Lord taught people that principle. It's a first response. When you love God and you know that God loves you, you've received righteousness, you've received a generous blessing of salvation. Your first response, my first response, was to try to tell everybody I knew that God is good. I felt brand new. I knew that I would live forever, and I wanted everybody I know to share in that same joy. And some people took it wrong. They said, well, you think you're better than us. I know for a fact that it wasn't my righteousness. Now, I know this. I know how I thought. And once I believed on Jesus, I know how I thought after that. And then here comes the devil trying to tempt me back into the world. I don't want to go back in the world. Now he threw things that I used to like before me. And he persuaded me, but I wouldn't touch it. And it was very temptatious, but I wouldn't touch it. I had to go and pray to get rid of the thoughts that he would suggest. And I wouldn't touch it. Not only was I made righteous, the Lord gave me the ability to turn away from sin. I got a brand new heart. He couldn't control me like he once did through my desires. Not only that, after I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I was then able to say, no, I don't want it. and mean it, and not just run. And you know, to get us, but I felt tempted, even with the Holy Spirit. So I prayed and asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't want to live the rest of my life feeling tempted from time to time. How do you kill this problem? I don't want to be sin conscious, always thinking about not sinning. That's no way to live. I want to destroy it. I want it out of my life. I don't want it to be a part of my life, and I want to follow God. How do I do that, my Lord? And those were my questions. And I kept going to His presence and seeking Him and asking Him and knocking. I would ask, seek, and knock. I was dedicated to find my answers. And guess what? The Lord taught me how things should be. Now, it's possible to live without, I don't want sin to be on my mind half of the day. I want to think about the Lord and His and life. I want to think about the goodness of God. I don't want to even think about the evil works of darkness. But I have to master them. I have to destroy them. I have to drive it out of my life. And I've grown. I learned things from the Lord. It is doable. Fill your heart with God's word. Don't try to just pick a scripture that say don't do something and then govern your, you can't govern your life trying not to do something all the time. Live from the strength of God. By that I mean fill your heart with His word. Just fill your heart with His word. Think about it. Meditate on it. Let it be a part of who you are. And speak it in your life. And you can make decisions by it. Now you have to fight back. You have to resist the enemy. But live your life submitted to the Lord. That's the best and easy way to do this. And it works. Some people are trying hard not to sin. Now all they think about most of the day is not sinning. And they're missing out on the relationship with the Lord. Because God is more than not sinning. And from there you can ask questions, you can learn, you can live, you can go forward. And the Lord will teach you and train you and bless you. Now some preachers try to preach around problems. You can't put a mask on your problems. You have to get rid of them. You have to destroy them. It's not enough just to hide them. And some people, they're tempted, but they try to hide their weaknesses from others. That's no way to live either. I want to walk with the Lord and talk to Him and enjoy Him and learn who He is. That's what's fun. That's what's better. And it works. So as I drew near to the Lord and He drew near to me, I learned things. But I still remember how people used to think. You think you're better than I am. No. I found out about something good. I'm like the man that found a gold mine. And I want to help everybody get in on it. Help me dig this gold. You'll be prosperous. Well, we might not find none. Some people are negative in their thoughts. I know that I found out about the joy of the Lord. And the rich said, I know that I will live forever. I'm not in doubt about whether I will live forever. I know that I will live forever. And I know that I will live good forever. And I'm walking with the Lord and learning things from Him. I'm not like the Christians of the old days that lacked knowledge and barely got along and just all I had was a good remembrance of the day I got saved and no relationship and no dialogue with the Lord. That's not the way my life is. Every day the Lord is teaching me something and helping me understand great and mighty wonderful things. And I love Him. Now, with that in mind, you can thrive in this life. And Satan has been put under your feet. And you can go forward. You can learn. You can love. You can do the greater things of God. And you don't have to be subject to the measurements of this world. You don't have to think like others. You can think with God's thoughts. You can go forward in Him. And you can master every situation in your life. And the Word of God will help you do it. The Proverbs will help you be wise. You help you be wise. And not to mention all the wisdom that God gives. The wisdom that He gives us for life, the things He will say to us. To be guided by the Holy Spirit is a treasure all by itself. A wonderful treasure. And if you take Him at His word, you're going to be glad you did. Every time He ever taught me something, there's a story behind everything I ever learned. And most of the time I just teach what I learned. But when people have more time and they're interested, I share what was going on. That caused me to learn the wonderful things of God. Everything. And sometimes I mention how it happened. And it's all wonderful. Now, the Lord our God has so many things to say. And He can help us to win souls, be a blessing, help people see who He is and understand. And that's what that's what I like. When I tell people about Jesus, it's so that their life can be good. It's so that they can have good years, blessed families, strong relationships, prosperous business endeavors, prosperous on their work situations, prosperous on their jobs. See, when you bring something to the table, when you're a blessing where you work and you help people, you know, you're productive, it helps other people. You know, when people see life happening, they get in on it. Even when they don't understand it, they want in on it. Life is good. You can't get better than the life of God. And when people see people loving people, it inspires them to desire the same kind of relationships. That's what the enemy is so desperately afraid of. He is highly motivated. Satan is just like Balak, King Balak. He hired Balaam to curse Israel. Balaam was a prophet, a real prophet. He wasn't of Israel, but he was a prophet. His words came to pass, and Balak was so desperate, he tried to figure out how do I conquer my enemy, Israel. And that's how Satan is. He's trying to figure out how to undo what Christ has done in you and through you. And he doesn't always know how to do it, folks. He doesn't always know how to win. Now, he does fight us on our level, but how to get us to change our mindset is a challenge for Satan, as wise and smart as he is. Even though he saw God's face, God put something in every individual. And when a person go to hell, so much is wasted. So many abilities are wasted. Wasted. That's not a place you're free. Hell is not a place where you're free. Now, I said earlier it was good that God made it, because everything God makes is in seed form, right? Let's look at the oak tree. It's a sapling. It pops up not far from your driveway, not far from the corner of your house. But if it continues to grow, it's going to crack your foundation. It's going to destroy your driveway. It's going to crack it up. The roots are going to break that driveway, and it can fracture the foundation of your house as well. Not to mention, if it ever dies, it can fall on your house and destroy it. But not while it's a sapling. It looks innocent. So is every one of us. We look good. We're beautiful. We're nice. We're kind. We help people. We rescue people. We put ourselves in harm's way. And to tell people you're going to hell, and that doesn't sound good from people that are so wonderful. But in the course of a life of a person with a sin nature, they do many things that they shouldn't do. Millions of sins. The average nice person have done millions of sins, living far below God's standards. But not according to man. In our world, it doesn't look so bad. But in God's point of view, it's bad. Just like the secretary that steals ink pens, forges their name, makes slanderous comments from time to time. It doesn't look bad, but it hurts people. Now, if a heart grows stronger in the way of the world system, it'll be hardened against God. To the point that God had to cut our time from a tenth, from 900 years down to a tenth of that. The average man's life is between 70 and 120 years. Adam lived to be 930 years. And the average person now lives to be about between 70 and 120, sometimes around the age of 80 or 90. And that's a tenth of what Adam lived, more or less. Now, sin over time is just like the oak tree too close to a driveway. It's going to destroy something. If a man never gets saved, and after 1,000 years, he will be so deadly. He will not be the nice person you know now. And we're designed to live forever. Hell is designed to trap people who are designed to live forever. And you're going to ever increase in the course that you're going. That's why God made hell just like he did. He thinks of everything. Now, our first clue was that we're made in the image of God. We're going to grow to be something mighty, whether we go to heaven or hell. And the people that you know, the wonderful people you know now, if they go to hell, if they never get saved, they're going to grow wild. But if we can be corrected, we'll grow in the image of God, in his kindness, in his character. We have to get our sin nature destroyed. And only Jesus Christ can do that for us. Only Jesus Christ. No other religion, none of the thoughts of men will work. And heaven is a place of, it's wonderful. You're going to forever grow. Consider for a moment the amount of education you can receive over the course of just 1,000 years. That's just a day with God. What about 1 million years? What about 10 million years? We're going to be wonderful, folks. Jesus did something for us that we couldn't do for ourselves. And we need to do all we can to know him and love him and drive out every false way. David, even in the Psalms, said, every false way I hate. I always confess that I hate sin. So it won't be hard for me to get rid of it. I condition myself to hate it. I desire to hate it. It's wrong. It's going to be a harmful to somebody. I want to do things that's a blessing everywhere I go. And I don't want to have any form of fear in my life. I want to be a blessing to every person I meet. And I don't want to hurt anybody, harm anybody, or cause people to do something that they shouldn't. I want to be a blessing only. And that's just the way of God. I want to live an ever-increasing life because the Lord our God is worthy. I believe that every part of my life can honor God. And that's my great desire. I want to honor the Lord with every part of my life. Every part. He's good, folks. And his return is soon. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your whole life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.